different
African
from
African traditional religion is different from juju. All those okite no be African traditional religion.
As you dey raise Bible, you still dey raise ofo.
Well,
do you have an ofo?
Yes, now.
I can do ofo.
Well, you see me lead ofo. Okay, no.
But how the two go clash now?
No.
The Holy Bible and ofo.
That's that thing I'm telling you. You see, no, listen now. That's that thing I'm telling you.
How old were you when you got married to me?
22.
That was young. Wow.
Yeah, 22. As I was getting into school, we're already, you know, like this.
So wait, and you met while you were writing WAEC?
Yes, I think it was GC. We met in the same center. They know they mumu for woman. No, you must set boundaries.
By mumu, how do you mean?
Mumu na anything where she do, you take him. Anything where you do, you take him. Hey, I love you. No, you must set boundaries.
But she do anything.
Okay, let me shock you. What date is showing there? Can you see? Okay, let me zoom this. Can you see a date here?
Did you consult May before, you know, taking it up with Judy? Was there like any conversation that, oh, I want to do this thing, now you know?
Okay, very good question. Peter Obi can be president. Peter's mantle is in APGA. It's not in ADC. It's not in NDC. It's in APGA. He also swore before Ojukwu, great Ojukwu, that held his hand and told Igbo Anambra people that this is his candidate. Everybody swore before him that he will never leave. That's why since he left, he hasn't achieved anything politically.
I want to introduce to you Pocket Broker. First, you need to sign up and it takes just 1 minute. You can do it with your email, Google, or Facebook. If you use our promo code THB100, you will get a bonus on your first deposit. The trading platform that is built for everyone. So whether you are a pro or you say, I am a beginner, Pocket Broker would make life easy for you because there are features that will make things as simple as ABC. For example, you have features like social trading that would allow you pick a top performer and automatically copy their trade. Now then go they do the work and you go they earn. But if you say, I am an intelligent person and I prefer to learn, you understand, as you they go, you want to learn. Trading Signals. These trading signals gives you ready-made trade recommendations, directing, timing, and strength. Then if you want more control, say, okay, now I want to control it the way I want. Apply technical indicators directly on your charts with fully flexible settings and multi-chart mode. And when it comes to withdrawing your profits, Pocket Broker gives you many options. Bank transfer, e-wallet, and cryptocurrency. It is fast and convenient, meaning you can access your funds anytime, anywhere. And remember, the more consistently you trade, the more bonuses you earn. Easy sign up. Zero withdrawal charges. They don't charge you anything to withdraw. And 24/7 support. If you want to sign up, use the promo code THB100 for a 100% bonus on your first deposit. Welcome to the Honest Bunch Podcast. Thank you so much for your support. We are super grateful that every Monday at 6 p.m. you're here. Now, because of Una, we dey curate great and impactful content, and we dey grateful say Una dey watch them every time. So I would like to begin first by saying that as a platform, our hearts go out to the good people of Orire local government area in Oyo State. The sad incident that resulted in the kidnap of teachers and school children. There is no Nigerian that should deal with such a situation, especially Nigerian children. Waiting be their crime, then go school, and they never come back from school. So we call on the federal government of Nigeria and the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, to, in working with his important security operatives, do everything to rescue Nigerians and, importantly, ensure that Nigerians are safe. Information that would help you. CD Care. If you want to buy your gadgets and appliances, it is very, very easy now. Instead of making you think, say, how do I prepare and go all the way to the market and then people go, they drag my clothes, they come in. You go just stay your house. CDK don't make it very, very easy for you. Just use the app. And they don't go add one single naira to wait till you want to go buy. So as you think of the stress of transportation, going to the market, then you come, they haggle the price with the person where they sell them. CDK go carry the thing, come meet you for your house. And then get plan where go allow you to pay in installments. That's small, small. And at the midpoint of your installment, then go carry the thing, come give you. So what are you waiting for? CDK. CDK that they show to you as a customer. I always say that everyone deserves to own a piece of the earth. Yes. Receipt that don't make them, they very, very easy for you. If you get 150,000 naira, instead of make you wait, make one end time baby or bobo, come use that money, chop shawarma, chop pizza and ice cream on top of your head. Invest with Resida. Now, they have a plan that allows you to explore the tremendous potential of land banking. You'll give them this 150K. Then get experts when we say, go use that land for you, then go they cultivate them. The thing go they earn you money. You know, go stress yourself. So you go they make money from agriculture. That's land banking now. And you know, go stress at all. Sansan no go even pour you because they get experts where go they run them. So what are you waiting for? Go the rest that way and make things easy for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is a superstar in every sense of the word. Yes. Now, person will be say, even before them born him, he did destined saying go be superstar. And God no waiting him do because God send them to the family of a superstar, of superstars. Yes, of superstars. For over 2 decades in the industry he finds himself, he has made tremendous impact and he's changing lives. In voice, if to say him be police, people for no they do bad thing. Because just imagine say, yeah, hands up, you're under arrest. Even you go down say, take me away. Ladies and gentlemen, Isi Milijofo Ezedike one of Unteje. The one and the only Yul Chibuike Daniel Edoche. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's so good to have you here.
Yes, sir.
He got waiting. I see you, but I go like make you confirm, ma'am.
Okay.
That you were named after a famous Russian and American actor.
Yes. Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
Yeah.
I used to think that Yul is Yul Taido.
No.
Saying that you can't shorten them to just Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
What did happen when they name you Yul Brynner?
My father, Chief Peter Doche, a film person, you know, so he's always loved the arts. So I think he loves that actor. And I'm man, so he named me after him. And the guy was bald-headed. See, I don't day bald by now.
Interesting.
But he was a wonderful actor as well. You know, I think I've done well for myself when it comes to that. The guy was also... I think it was the guy that did King and I. I don't know if you watched King and I then, many years ago. You guys see King and I. It was very a very popular movie that time. So the guy, now big actor. So I was named after him, and maybe that's why.
Just be like prophecy. Say, oh yeah, you Brian, you now turned out great.
Yeah, God though.
Interesting. So it's good that you mentioned Chief Pete Edoche, and I would like to ask, you know, what was life like growing up in a household that had Chief Pete Edoche as the father?
It was good. Good. You know, as you get older, that's when you begin to appreciate your father. When you're young, there's always that, this man to do, say, a flip person, you know? But by the time you get older, that's when you begin to love your father. If he's still alive, begin to appreciate that strictness. You know, my father is very strict. Extremely, extremely strict. Kind man. One of the kindest human beings I've ever seen. At the same time, very strict. You know, so he would always make sure we did things well, the way things should be done. If he mess up, he will pull his belt, enter you.
That's giving Joe Jackson. That's giving Joe Jackson.
Okay, that's the Joe Jackson treatment.
Yes, so.
My papa know they look back. Then we'll be like, now wow, this guy, you know, this man too do. But now I appreciate his style. Looking at how some people turned out now, you know, I wouldn't want to mention names, but you can tell that discipline, no today again. So people like him are well appreciated. Growing up was wonderful. There wasn't like there was so much money, but he did his best with my mother to raise 6 of us. Yeah, 6. I'm actually the last.
Wow.
I'm very troublesome, but I'm the last. People, people need to say that me be first, but I'm the last. It was good. But strict Christian family. Yeah.
You mentioned that your father is very strict. So I've been sitting here trying to balance someone being strict, pulling his belt, and then being kind.
Yeah.
How were the both able to go together? Yeah, see, and didn't it affect your self-esteem?
No. Why would it affect my self-esteem? No.
Did he flog you too much?
I won't say too much, but he flogged me when he needed to. And I'm grateful he did. I'm very grateful, yes. Because if you leave children and you know enter them well, they'll turn out to be useless.
Mm.
Yes, that's the truth.
What happened to gentle parenting?
No, I don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. You see, that is harsh one. That's the one he used. That's the one I subscribe to. I know Oyibo. We know Oyibo. Leave Oyibo people to run their things the way they want to. We are Africans. If child don't do anyhow, you enter them. That's so now. That's how we all turned out good. Till tomorrow, I still know what is good and what is bad and what shouldn't be done. I mean, I can't look. Children of nowadays will look at the father and say, hey, dad. Hey, dad. They born you where? And my papa, you go tell, hey, dad. Once you see the man, you go down immediately. Double straight. So I subscribe to that. Uh-huh. Now I think parents are too lenient with the children. And children are just doing, they do anything they like. I don't subscribe to that at all. That's harsh, you know, harsh. How do you put it? What do you say? Is it Joe Jackson treatment?
Pull the belt and flop them.
I subscribe to that one. Your head go correct. You will now get to a certain age. There's an age a child will get to. That child, you don't need flogging anymore. That child can now relate and understand you. But at a certain time, children will always do things because of fear of the father or fear of the mother. Then they tend to be getting things right. I don't want to be flogged, so let me do this. I don't know what I understand.
Yeah.
They don't know that what they are doing is, they don't know whether it's right or wrong, but they are doing it because
I don't want to get punished.
I don't want to get punished, so let me do this way. But by the time they now get older, that's when they realize, oh, they were actually doing this for me to make sure I don't become useless. I don't know what I understand. There was a time I told my father that I didn't want to go to school anymore. I think that was GS2. We're always playing this
video games
then. There was a new one my elder brother brought. So the next day I was supposed to go back to school. I didn't want to go to school so I could stay and play the video game. So I went to hide my bank draft for payment of my fees. I hid it then. We were looking for it, we couldn't find it. Somehow my father knew I hid it and he was like, look, you, if you don't want to go to school anymore, tell me. So let me know that you're not going to school. Just be honest with me. And then he left. In my mind, I say, no, well, I go. Once this man come back, I go tell her, I say, I know they go to school again. Which kind of thing be this? So that I'll sit down and
play
my game very well. So he came back in the evening and he said, what's your decision? This was in GS2. I think I was in GS2 or so. Maybe about 13, 14. I said to my father, no, I don't want to go to school anymore. No, I'm done with school. Let me just go do something else. And he said, okay, no wala. Come into my room. Let's discuss it. He took me inside his room, locked the door, pulled his belt. Bros. My papa entered me. I'm telling you, I've not forgotten it till today. And after that one, he didn't need to touch my brain, but my sense reset. The next day I went to school, I focused on school, kept on making good grades till I left, got into the university, made good grades till I left school.
Wow.
Just that one reset button. So it's necessary. Then I thought he was too harsh. Now, at this age, I appreciate it. Because if he wasn't that harsh, maybe I wouldn't have turned out to be who I am today.
Was your mom strict as well?
Very strict. But of course, my father, sometimes you do stuff. My mother will tell you, don't worry. When daddy comes back, you go understand. And once he tells you, the man go, you know why he's the father.
Interesting. So yes, I want us to, you know, try and find that balance.
Okay.
Because from what I have read in the 80s,
yeah,
you know, Chief Pete Edoche was already a big man.
Yeah.
You don't dare Okonkwo. And so for somebody who worked that hard and still managed to be present at home to the point where be saying children know, say, once Popsi say do like this, you must do like that.
Yeah.
How do you think he was able to find that balance?
Well, there were times he traveled, he would travel, do his stuff, come back. I think Things Fall Apart was done that Okonkwo,
yes,
it was done in 1986, I think. 86 or 87, I think I was about 4 or 5 years old then. After that, they weren't really doing much films then. So he was still a broadcaster. He was working with ABS, Anambra Broadcasting Service. So he was a broadcaster up till, I think, 94, 95. That was when they now started doing film, Nollywood films. So he'll travel, do his thing, come back. Once he's not filming, he will always be at home. You know, make sure, you know, they put eye for where we did. Of course, it wouldn't, at that time, I don't think it was easy for him because it's also not easy for me now. I have to run around and I still have to be there for my children. But I think he did his best. He did his best.
Interesting. Yeah. So let's talk about your career now.
Okay.
Your first acting gig was in 2005.
First, yes. I got into Nollywood 2005. I think I did my first film then.
And the major break was in 2007.
Yes, I think it was 2007, 2 years after I did a movie with, I think it was Genevieve.
Desmond Elliot.
And Desmond Elliot, yes. It's been long.
Yeah, so. tell us about that.
The much I can remember, husband material, I don't think, too many things they had. We're talking 20, 21 years now, Abby?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was nice. I don't really have much to say about it, but I think it was good because that's the... how the point where I am now, that's how it started. It started from there. But first, I studied theater arts in school.
Uniport.
Yes, University of Port Harcourt. I always tell people, whatever you want to do, prepare yourself for it. And this came from my father. I wanted to do films a lot. I loved mimicking people when I was growing up. And then it got to a time I really wanted to start acting. But my father said, it would be good if you go study theater arts. All right, so you understand what you're doing. It's not the same. No disrespect to the people who didn't study it. I'm not saying they're not doing well, but it's always good to get as much knowledge as you can in any field that you want to venture into. So I studied theater arts, did acting, directing, came out 2003, did youth service 2004 to 2005, and then I got into Nollywood. Did like, I was always going for auditions. I was based in Enugu. I used to not fly because then I couldn't afford to fly. We didn't enter night bus. Sometimes I'll enter night bus from Enugu to Lagos, do an audition here. Maybe they will not select you. You enter bus again, go back to normal thing.
You?
Now. Yes, no.
Peter Duche's child?
Yeah,
how? Normal. How would they reject you?
Why wouldn't they reject you?
So being Peter Duche's child did not make things easy for you?
No, never. Sometimes I think it even at the time it made it quite difficult, even though me, I love challenges. Yes, I don't like when things are too easy. I love challenges. Complicated, that's when you have me. We will fix it.
Can you walk us through some experiences that you had, you know, introducing yourself as Peter Duche's child and then getting that no or getting that work harder? Or where you've had to prove yourself?
Nobody actually told me no to my face, but you would know that from body language, it's no. Body language sometimes would be like, now, wow, your papa, they do. Yusef, don't come. And then my brother was there as well. You know, Link. Link was also there. Link came in a year before me. So at the time, there was Peter Duche, there was Link Duche, there was Yule Duche. And sometimes we'll go for the show, but now, wow, now only in our family won't do film.
Wow. You know, so you could even sense that.
Yes.
Yeah. The way these people, they look like, say, normal, now only you now.
Normal level now.
Wow.
Now, normal thing. That's, but for me, I thank God for the kind of person I am. Those things didn't affect me. And in fact, at the time, I even wanted to change my name. There was a time I didn't want people to know because once you come out and say I'm Peter Duche's son, I was thinking I'll be getting, wow, okay, hey, come, make we give you. Nobody send you. Nobody send you. In fact, most times they'll be like, okay, now you be, how you doing now? So I could tell from body language, like, this one too, don't come. You know? Oh, they say read theater. Okay, we will not read them now. You better pass us. They go read. I beg. Wow. I got a lot of that. Not from words to my face, but you can tell that some of these people know what make you they know send you. But it didn't really affect me. For me, I knew I had something inside. I just needed them to give me opportunity. That's all. That's me. And if you hang around too long, opportunity is going to come. That's the truth. If you keep knocking on a door, keep knocking.
If you hang around too long,
it's going to come. Yeah, they always say that if you stay around the, what's that expression? If you hang around the barber shop for long, at some point you're going to get a haircut. That's it. So I kept on knocking and knocking and the door opened. I didn't mind doing all the auditions and all that. I don't mind. If I'm this kind of person, if I want to go for something, I go all out for it. Yes, I don't mind. Even at this level now, if I want to change from being an actor to go do something else, I don't mind starting from the scratch because you have to learn. There are people who have been there before you. You must learn from them. Do you understand? That's my kind of person. So it wasn't a problem for me. I knocked on the door for like 2 years doing little roles, auditions here and there, small roles. And one day the big one came and that was it.
But then aside the external validation that you didn't get because of your father, was there any in-house orientation putting you through, you know, personally helping you to give you the knowledge and the capacity that is required to become an actor?
Okay, by who?
By your father, yeah.
No, not really. He already told me to go study theater arts and I did that.
He
just paid his school fees. What else will you go carry me there, pamper me legs?
And like say, go and meet Chikwejiro. Chikwejiro, that boy that is coming to whom it may concern is my son.
My papa no send you.
He get any time when you come back. He get any time when you come back from audition, say, Omo, Papa, I don't tire.
I do like this. I'm
never tired. People should know that from me by now. I know they tire. Whatever I fix my mind, if I can tell myself, look, this is going to take 20 years, I focus. And I'll keep doing that thing. 20 years, I'll get what I want. I'm never tired, except maybe I'm doing something not because I want to. In fact, I hardly do anything I don't want to do. Even if you tell me this is right, no wahala, you don't talk, Abby, but you have to convince me. I have to believe in that thing for me to go all out. And once I believe in it, I go all out 100%. But when I don't believe in it, anything you like to talk, no, while I don't hear, I go do my mind. So I never really got that from the, I don't think it was necessary. It wasn't. I don't go school now. I don't come out. The man, and by the time I came out, he was still very active in the business. By the time I got in 2005, my father was still very active. So I could see him go to work, come back, you know, discuss some things with us and all that. But it wasn't like, you know, he carried me.
So you don't even watch his movies to learn anything?
Of course. In fact, I'll say I'm his biggest fan. Of course. I watch his films. Not just him. Olu Jacobs, Uncle Olu Jacobs. These are the people, they were at the top then. Ramsey Noah, RMD, Emeka Ike, you know, these guys were, when I got in 2005, these are the people who were at the top then. So definitely, if you want to dominate any industry, you have to watch the people who have been doing it before you. You must do that. If not, then you don't know what they do. You can't just come in, I'm a bad guy, make who they do this thing. You need to know how other people are doing. Study them. From studying them, seeing what they were doing, you know, I began to also see what they were not doing because you can't do everything.
You know, you mentioned earlier, that your brother was already in the industry a year before you joined.
Yeah.
Was there a point where people had to compare you to your brother or some sort of competition, maybe healthy or, you know, people just had to, you know, put you side by side with your brother and just compare both of you?
That always happens. You know, that always happens, but I wouldn't want to go into that that much because, I mean, family is family, you know. But it always happens. It's normal. There will always be those people who say, okay, this one, they act like this. Be like, say, this one better pass. But I don't let what anybody says get to me. And I've always been like that. Even when I was in my 20s, this has always been my style. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you do to me. Most important thing is, what's my next move? Whatever I'm going to do next can counter anything you do to me or anything you say about me. That's what I know. I've always known that till date. That's why I don't care if people gossip about me. Say whatever you want to say. What I'm going to do is what I'm going to do. And I'll keep doing. I have a program of all the things I want to do from now till the next 2-3 years. Yes. And it's going to get done. You like me? Fine. You don't like me? Fine. I could still do what I want to do. It doesn't affect anything.
I think this answer you just gave me now goes a long way to validate what you said about your father and the training that you guys got at home. It looks like he put all of you together and you have to look out for each other. That's why.
Well, yes, but I don't think it's... I think it also has to do with being... I think it's a personal thing. Some people, no matter how much you train or raise a child, if you have different children, they are all going to have different traits. No matter how you try to raise them, or you guys are, should be together, you'll be this, you'll be that. That's beautiful. But there'll be different traits. Some are Capricorn, some are Libra, some are, you'll begin to see those traits in the children as they grow. They won't all have the same behavior, you know, same act the same way. So I don't think it's just the training from home. I think it's also a personal thing. I also have faults as well. I'm not a perfect person. There will also be things I don't get right, you know, but I do try normally.
So interestingly, you have mentioned how you don't mind starting from the scratch.
Yeah.
Going by, you know, the reality of the average Nigerian.
Okay.
You got married really early.
Yeah.
How old were you when you got married to me?
22.
That was young. Wow.
Yeah, 22. Then I had my daughter at 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your sister.
And it's good because she's 21 now.
Yeah. 22.
Yes. That's the same age my father. My father was 22 when he got married, and he had my brother, the tall one, Leo.
Yes, yeah. Because they look like brothers as well when you see them.
Yeah. He had him at 23. So about the same.
Wow. So I'd like to ask, as a young man in an industry where you come across many beautiful women every day, why did you decide at 21 to get married rather than explore?
What will I say now? There's been a lot of stories about that, but I think it's a personal thing. Of course, we've known it. We got to know each other even before I got into, I think it was the year I took, was it WAEC or one of those things then? Is that WAEC or GC? Yes, that was when we met.
Wow.
You know, so as I was getting into school, we're already, you know, like this.
So wait, and you met while you were writing WAEC?
Yes, I think it was GC. We met in the same center.
Wow.
Yes. That was when we met. And then, so by the time I was getting into the university, and she was also getting into the university, we were already like, you know, and... But I don't like talking about all that because...
Okay,
wait, so you got married in the university?
No. I got into university at 16. So by 21, 22, I was out. Yeah. Why are you surprised?
Because we can see, like, it is really early. So now, removing...
To get married at 22.
To social construct and all of that.
Okay, right now it looks early, eh?
Right now, a 22-year-old man... Jump probably has kept
22
him
at
he might be
in
your world now. A 20-year-old boy.
I think social media is distracting them. Then we had no distraction.
No, 16, the country as well is not. I mean, 22 years old in this era, a 22-year-old is trying to figure out their life.
Yeah, that's. I think it's so. Social media is also messing them up. Everybody is busy with their phones. When I was about that age, there was nothing like social media. By 16, 17, you don't know it. You won't use your life. Straight up. Then would they build, maybe that time would they build, what was that? We would go and build something we call boy rest. I don't know if you know about it. Mm-hmm. We're using to fetch water when we're small. You go out and pick up all the pieces you used to build it, and you build your thing, and we'll go. Things have changed now because I don't know other factors to blame, but social media is one of them. Social media, I think it's making a lot of the young people lazy. Right now, everybody is thinking of making money on social media. That's all. Everybody get phone, you know, eyes on the phone all the time, man. But there's actually life outside social media.
Yeah.
I think our generation and the generation before them, right then, more. I think we're more rugged.
Mm. So, are you saying excluding social media, it is advisable for a 21, 22-year-old boy to settle down and get married at that age?
People were doing it then. My father got married at that age. So by the time, for me, at that age, I already knew what I wanted. It's looking strange now because things have changed. All right. I think the people, the young ones now, 22, some of them never even get bearing. But it wasn't like that then. You know, it wasn't like that. So it's cool. And that's also, I think at a young age, that's the best time to get married. The older you get, you may not get married again.
At a young age.
Why?
You,
why
do we see that? Time will come where you
don't say
like,
marriage, not be waiting person who just
time
will
come enter. Where you exactly. Go say, oh, man, I don't need this, you know. I'm telling you. Hey. I'm going to be very blunt. Time will come. I'm not saying marriage is bad, but there are times, that's why you see that a lot of people, men who have stayed without being married up to like 45, 46, it is hard. They may try 2 years after 1 year, he said they don't break up. That's because he has become so used to being alone. All of a sudden, somebody comes into his life and trying to tell you, you have to do like this, you have to do. After a while, the guy will feel like, I beg, just stay go. I've been enjoying myself for 45 years. What are you coming to tell me? So you see that young age, believe me, that's the best time. As you get old, you may get to a point, you'll be like, I don't need this. I don't need it.
But that's the emotional burden. Or make I not say abiding.
Yeah.
You know, the intense, the complexity, yes, of the emotions, the important decisions that you have to make.
Yeah.
Do you think that a 21-year-old, even during your time when you say distractions, no day, do you think that a 21-year-old at that time, you know, don't reach the point where you go feel make those kind
of
decisions?
Of course. A 21-year-old then was more rugged than a 21-year-old now.
Every of the 21-year-olds?
I think so. Most of them. Because of the kind of upbringing we had then. All right? We phones no day to keep you at home. So we're always outside. You understand? We'll be street boys. You go out on the street, mix with people. You'll get street credibility. Nobody if you run your streets. Right now, you know, it's easy to...
So, but I'm curious. You know, fine boy, we don't finish university. Yeah. 22-year-old. You never even enter your prime self. You just, the way where Messi take fresh that year when he win world best, that's how you be.
Yeah.
Can't get thick voice. You know, we be a when they connect. Why he be?
The be a no fine like this.
But the voice they now. Well. The thick voice don't they now.
The voice they now.
For industry where babes they plenty.
Yeah.
Because I don't go where they do auditions. They're full everywhere.
Yeah.
So how were you able to manage that? I'm a young man. I don't marry. I they go walk, I they see things, but I go still hold myself.
It wasn't difficult for me.
It wasn't difficult?
No, it wasn't. People are different. Some people are easily distracted. I'm not that kind of person. That's why, I mean, it lasted for a very long time, for years. And I don't regret it. Because doing that early, it gave me the opportunity to have my children, you know, the girl, the other boy, even though I lost one in 2023. But, I mean, my first child is 21 now. And when I look at her, I'm like, I try, you know. So I wasn't distracted. Getting married at that age, it was one of the things, to me, it was one of the good things I did for myself at that time.
Oh,
but yes. you announced a second marriage in 2022. Was it not distraction that brought the second marriage?
No. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to go into that
no, just
much.
Go as but, much but, as you can.
But I'll touch something. You see, there are things, not be everything they come out for public. You understand? Things always lead to things. That's why when I see people, you know, having marital issues, I know they put mouth. I don't judge anybody. Because you have to be in someone's home.
To know what's going on.
If you're not in that person's home, you wouldn't know. Certain decisions are taken because certain things happened. I don't know what you understand. And then something may happen to somebody and the person just goes crazy and runs out of the house. Now, if you don't know the story, what you're going to see from outside is this person done they crazy. So... But me, my kind of person, I no go quick judge am. I'll ask, wait till make am grace. I don't know what they understand. Something must have led to it. So things always lead to things. But most times, social media doesn't get to hear everything. Yeah, social media, if it's here from 50% this way, they no go hear from 1 to 50. Then they'll begin to judge from 50 this way. Do you understand? Without hearing 1 to 50. They are judging from 50 to 100. But they know here, now 1 to 50 or 1 to 49 lead to 50 to 100. Do you understand? And then I'm this kind of person, for me, as a man, you know, go begin bring your family matter for. They talk everything for outside. Social media will be caught. You understand? People want to always hear. When if you write anything that will, the society will get something from, you will see 200 comments. Write anything, man and woman, marital, you will see 10,000 comments. Mm. Everybody just wants to know what's happening in another person's home. You understand? So, for me, no be everything I go con the talk. The little way they don't hear, no problem. Me, they hold that one. Yeah, no be everything. I don't see the need at this time to bring out, oh yeah, me kuna see, oh, she do this one. She do that one. In 1992, he do, that's not a man.
But she do anything. This is your laughter. I mean, wait. This is laughter. This is laughter. Come long. I say she do anything. He laugh.
Utilizing
you don't. You don't mind. Sorry, you don't mind being the villain, because from all you explained to me now, we know. I mean, we're on the internet and the social media people.
Okay.
As it stands right now.
Okay.
They don't see you as the good person.
Okay.
Are you saying that you don't mind being the villain in this story?
I don't mind.
So if we're going to utilize the little, he say you know Gofi talk everything, saying that just small. So from that small that we already, we just need you to just give us another small that we not go far.
Yeah, I understand. So, I know. Anytime I sit down for a podcast, they must go to family, because that one they sell pass.
You know, say
level of curiosity. Yeah. So we would like to know inside the small that you can give us. Did you consult in the process? Did you consult May before, you know, taking it up with Judy? Did you, was there like any conversation that, oh, I want to do this thing, oh, how far, oh, now you know?
Okay, very good question. I won't go into this. I told you there are things I won't talk about. Matter day for court. Don't be everything I will come to talk for outside. Don't be everything. I'll say the much I feel. You know, I can. Not everything.
But you have not said any much. You have not said
anyhow we like me, you drag the matter. That's still the one way I want to talk. I go talk. You know, go get, you know, go drag out. You're free to ask me any question. But at the same time, it's what I'm comfortable
to discuss.
To discuss. She asked me a question. She said, I don't mind
being the villain.
I don't mind, honestly. And I'll tell you why. You can't please everybody. That's one. You cannot make everybody like you. It's impossible. If you have that at the back of the mind, you are forcing yourself to let me please everybody. Chances are that two things will happen. Either you get derailed, you forget your mission, or you die. Let me not mention names, but I know people who have gone on that route. They are having issues rather than tackle the issue. They are trying to please people. If I do this thing, we go suit me, it go vex some people. So make I never do unfair. Make I do. In the process, you make wrong decisions and you go. And when you go, you don't go, bros. They go, put you inside ground, level you, and life goes on. And the people you are trying so hard to please, don't give a damn. Everybody moves forward. So I can't come out now, set a camera, and begin to, you know, tell people, hey, in 1992, she was here in... I be man, I get some kind of things we man who they do. Get some kind of talk where if you begin talk, you go be like woman. Leave women to do the talking. I don't know what you understand. Most important thing is that we are both fine. Nobody is perfect. Like I said, I wouldn't want to go into all that. I don't think it's necessary. Nobody is perfect. If now whether things happen, just stay. But I go hold on. Because I won't. No, seriously, I'm telling you. No, babe, I'm a man. Come on, I'll be real man. I go set camera now. They finish my ex-wife. No, now I wish her well. Trust me, I wish her the very best. I want her to be fine. Normally, I don't even like discussing. But now that, because like I said, once I sit for podcast, they must go that angle. You know, a lot of people on social media, they were writing all sorts of things like, I don't want her to progress. That's all nonsense. You know, me, the last thing I'll ever do is to plan evil for anybody. I'm a traditional man. I keep for tradition to work for you, you go they keep your hand clean. I no go plan evil for you, husband material. I no go plan for you. They go. But if you plan for me, you go collect. That's the thing. But the day I begin to plan for you, I go also collect. That's so tradition be. So I wish her the very best. Now, both of us know everything we lead to certain things. So it's not, I won't go into all that, but I wish her the very best. That's the mother of my three children. There were four, we lost one. That's the mother of my three children. I want her to progress. Trust me. Any good thing we go reach her, make it reach her. Some people, there are people on the internet inspired by I don't know who are trying so hard to make sure they hold me down. Every day they write all sorts of nonsense about me, make one person progress, make the other person no progress. That's all nonsense. You can't stop anybody's shine. It hasn't stopped me from having my fans. In the last 4 or 5 years, I've been the most talked about Nigerian. I posted, no be joke. Go on Facebook. Anything I post, boom, it's everywhere. So I still have people who love me. At the same time, everybody cannot love you. So I'm not trying, I'm not hustling to let them like me. Oh. What I will always do is to figure out my route and stick to my route. It will not always be easy, okay? Problem people have is they always want life to be easy. They always want their decisions to be easy. So when it's tough, they want to jump from here to here. Forgetting that you also need tough times to grow. You can't be who you want to be or who you're destined to be without tough times. There are things you can never learn if everything is going well. Yes.
You mentioned your children.
Yes.
And I'd like to know, what's your relationship with your children?
Beautiful.
Your daughter?
Yes.
Very close.
Okay. Let me shock you. You know, social media, they write a lot of things. First of all, I would never, in my right senses, even in my wrong senses, try to do or speak ill about my children. Never. Never. No matter what goes on. All right? She's my daughter. I love her. Dania is my daughter. I will love her till the day I die. And nothing is going to change that. She's 21. I don't expect her to understand at when I was 21. I don't understand my papa. I understand my father now that I'm 44. But at 21, I don't understand what my papa they do. That time, a lot of times we couldn't get along. I needed to get older to know, say, certain decision where this man takes, see what he cause him. I don't know what they understand. So I have nothing against her. All right? Nothing. I was in Lagos I was in Lagos last week, and she came with her mother, and I saw her. She came to greet me. I think I saw a video. There was a video that was trending on the internet. Yeah, she was, ranting and ranting. I looked at the video. I said, this is my daughter. Stop up thinking like the papa. I leave her. Last week I saw her. I was in Lagos for our court stuff. So she came with the mother. And I said, come here, and hug me. She hugged me. I said, you're too stubborn. You're too do. She started laughing. I said, listen, don't insult people on the internet. I told her, I said, it's okay if you have your opinion on things. It's cool. Me, I always have my opinion on things. But no matter what you do, don't go out, insulting people and anybody who talks you insult. I told her, no. That's absolutely wrong. Put out your views on things, but don't insult people. She said, I'm sorry, Dad. I said, okay, no wala. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so if you had such a great relationship going on,
yes,
why at some point do people say that she tried to change her name? Because you mentioned trying to change your name.
Yes.
I believe that when people come out and they say, oh, they don't want to bear this particular name connected to their father anymore, it's because there's something going on. Now, for you, it might not be because your dad was so harsh, but it was because your father's name was, causing some issues for you based on, oh, you go out and say, oh, you are so person. I'm gonna come out for here. So you try to change your name. if you had such a great relationship going on, why did that happen?
Why did what happen?
Her changing her name.
That's what I told you. Now, I said something here. I don't know, but maybe you were not following me. I said, my daughter is 21. Okay. I need to cut her some slack.
Mm.
Do you understand? She can't understand me who is 40. It's easier for me to understand her because I've been 21 before. Okay. But she has never been 44. I don't understand. So I give her, there will be that...
some grace.
Do you understand? There will definitely be that tilting to the mother's side. It's normal. I don't know what you understand. It's very normal. But I won't say because of that, we no go talk again.
Mm.
I don't know what you understand. People will say different things. People say, okay, let me show you a video. But I didn't post this because I don't want to, anything I do with my children, I put it out. Anything I do... Right now, we're in court. There's a court order that I shouldn't post anything that has to do with my children, the ones in Lagos. That's why I don't. If you notice, I don't post them. But I'll show you this video because after seeing them in court, I went to my son's school, the one who's 8, is going to be 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's the video.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? That's me in the school last year. Yeah. I can run through this phone now and I'll show you another video when I came to Lagos this is me. I think I came in March. I was there too. I'll show you the video. I'm always present. But no be everything you go post for social media.
Mm.
So leave people to talk. I don't know what you understand me. Don't be everything. Let me show you my chat with one is in the university now. You know the girl is done. The girl has finished university.
I think you should show me this one.
Okay, let me show you. Okay.
Girl.
This one is the second boy. You know the first boy, I lost it. That's Carl. Okay. This is his. He told me about a trip.
Thank you.
They want to make a trip to China. And I said, no, forget. Go school first.
Still streets.
And look, what do you see? Don't call out the amount. What do you see?
Yeah.
That's what I sent to him, right? Let's see the date. What's his date? Which date are you seeing here? This is Sunday. What date is showing there? Can you see? Okay, let me zoom this. Can you see a date here?
Yes. What?
17th of May. That's like last week. So that means that 17th of May, last week, I sent money to my son, the one in university. What social media people want is if I send this thing, I go scream.
You dropped your
receipt. Now that thing I go they do. I don't know what else. Now that thing I go they do. You go come carry your whole family matter, bring out. Do you understand? It's not necessary. If I have to set camera all the time to answer everything when they talk, I go lose focus.
No be lie.
I'm telling you, I go turn to content creator. I have to still be me. Leave people to talk. Most important thing is what I have to do as a father, I must always do it. I showed you. You know, no say this kind of video there. It's in my phone. I can show you like two or three more if you want. Show you the ones back. I can show you the ones from even some months back.
Interesting.
The one in the university now, when he was still in secondary school, just before he graduated, I was also there a few months ago. I was in a video with two of them. Mm. All of them did my phone.
Interesting.
So these are things that by the time you go to court and it's, I say, when I say I'm, but it's not the kind of, once you go post for social media. It'll be everything that they put for social media. No, you will just reduce yourself and start.
Reduce your steez.
You understand? Steez go and everything.
So in all of this, in 2023,
you
lost your son.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot that people say about grief and how especially men deal with such situations.
Yeah.
You know, How did you deal with that incident?
It was tough. Believe me, it was tough. It's a period of my life that I don't like remembering.
Mm.
But I'm this kind of person. No matter what happens to me, I need to be strong. That's me. Good experience, I get stronger. Bad experience, I get stronger. Every experience, I get stronger.
Mm.
That's me. Nothing weakens me. There's no bond that thing. That's my kind of person. It doesn't mean it's not hurting me, but I need to be strong, especially for every other person. Because there are other children. There are still the other three. I need to be strong for them. And I need to be strong for myself. Because if I'm not alive, what happens? You understand? So there are people grieve in different ways. That's what many people fail to understand. Some people will want you to grieve in a certain way.
Mm.
If you know grieve like that, then some problem there. Now you kill up. People say all sorts of nonsense. Some people will want, if you lose somebody, let them always come. Anytime they come, they see you, they like this, they cry. But my kind of person, I try to be, no matter what, you can't break me. I'm unbreakable. No matter what happens to me, I remain strong. So that thing happened. My moody moments, I go day inside house. Lock myself inside room, day room. Maintain. It don't happen, me say it don't happen. I do my prayers, listen to God, take the direction where God tell me, and then I come out. If I need to go out and, hang around, I'll go out. They clear my head. Somebody may see me out that time and be like, hey, see this one where somebody, they don't mind that. But no, say if you no do that thing, depression finish you. Do you understand? There are people like, somebody may lose someone and you want to hang the person's picture and be seeing it all the time. Another person will say, take out the picture. The more where they see me, they kill me.
Mm.
People are different. You understand the thing? So if you're that kind of person who wants to be seeing the picture and then you jam the other person, we say, remove the picture. And no one say, go say, don't mind this one. You know, the morning. No, people are grieving in different ways. Maybe that thing keeps giving the person pain. And if they see him, the next thing in their chest, though, you don't go hard, though. You don't go be that. And life goes on. You understand? So it was a difficult period for me. But at the same time, I give God all the glory. I've come to realize that nothing belongs to us here.
At all.
Everything is rented. The life is rented. The cars are rented. The fame is rented. The houses are rented. Even if you buy house, it is rented. You go live them. No, be our man just died last week, Alex. Painful. A few years ago, I saw his house and cars and all that. Where all those things there today is gone. Some other people go take them, maybe.
And they go still leave them.
Yes, and those will go still leave them again. You understand? So we really don't own anything. That's one of the things I learned from that pain, because that was my first son. First, we saw that morning, talked. He was going to school. He came into my room. We talked, and I was telling him about his height because he was quite tall. I think he was almost taller than me at that time. We joked about it. I told me he was the tallest in their class. One other boy was taller than him, just one person, and he was a cool, fine boy. We talked and just said and laughed, and then he left. 2-3 hours after they called me, I came to the hospital and I saw him like this. It's not an experience that I love to remember, but waiting you go do, man. You understand? And I always tell people something. Especially the men. That was why when I saw that guy sitting down in New People's studio and crying, he paid me where. I said, why would I go allow a man to cry? No good. A man, no matter what happens to you, you go soldier on. Pity doesn't work for men. Pity works for women. Pity works for children. Pity doesn't work for men. Nobody has time to pity a man. Anything that happens to you, you must get up and keep moving.
But don't you think this is what is responsible for a lot of men taking their own lives? Because if you check the suicide rates for men, the thing they are alarming.
No, they are weak.
They are weak?
Yes. Now, weak people, they kill themselves. What did they kill yourself for? Nothing you go through where people never go through.
But so if you say, you know, suppose come, they cry. The outlet to pour out your emotion.
What did they cry do for them?
Will make him feel better. At least he has unburdened.
Okay. I wish him luck.
So you think he's wrong?
I don't like running people down. All right. I know there was a pain. He was feeling pain and all that, and he needed to. My fellow man, I don't go run him down. But what I always say is, never seek pity as a man. Never. You don't need him. I would have been happy if he came here. He did for me. Well, just like you said, he needed to express himself. For me, I'll be happy if he even came here and said, okay, do some man, do this, this about nothing I did. No, well, I don't learn now. It don't happen.
But nobody say they bottle the emotion inside. When you know, say something pain you, but you won't keep up appearance like say, it don't happen. You know, so that they say men should not cry, men should not cry. Yeah. And now that cry where many men know they cry, now he put men for where men they.
Okay, so as he can't cry for public, cry and go social media, everybody they attack him. Now that one good.
They're not
man not supposed to cry. I don't agree.
And there are also some things where you thought say man not supposed to.
Yes,
you
now.
Say, once you find your wife is cheating on you, leave her immediately. Men, stop tolerating nonsense in the name of marriage.
Straight up.
Don't negotiate anything with her.
Yes.
Don't condone.
Yes.
Don't discuss with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Let her go quickly and move on. If you forgive her and continue, you have confirmed to her that you are a weak man. Danger looms for you. That decision will come back later to haunt you. Women deal mercilessly with weak men.
Never be weak.
Quoted by Mr. You. Sorry, Chief.
Chief
sir. Edoche. Sorry. Chief You.
High Chief, actually.
By 10:25, I'm on my AM.
Was it yesterday? Are they posted now? I go knock another one today again.
Please, people can you go learning. Further? Because this thing, it looks to me like conditioning a man. A man should not cry. Men should leave. Men should this. Okay, men should that.
Let me tell you something. God sent me. I'll be God sent for this world. I did tell you. God sent me to help people. Not just men and women. I talk about men and I talk about women. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not like I only talk about men. I say it. I tell people. It's just like the love thing. Let me tell you. Women actually love stronger than men, deeper than men, do you know? But the problem is that many men are moving with women that don't love them. And they feel they love them. They go, they spend money, but the woman don't love you. If you jam woman will love you, that is invested in you, God have mercy. She can take a bullet. You know, go even take bullets. You go knock down the person who won't fire you. If a man is truly in love with you, that man will take a bullet for you. If a woman is truly in love with you, the woman go knock you. I say that enemy will on fire you. The woman go knock him down. You know, go fire one bullet. If she truly loves you. The problem is that many men deal with women who don't love them. Just they waste their time. So you don't get that commitment from her. That commitment where they find, you know, go see him. Because she's not into you. She's into someone else. I don't know whether you understand. I no one mention name. I'll give you an example with the recent matter we did for grand.
Now your take for the
wait
matter.
Wait, I no go call them. Bros, they worry about blah, blah, blah. Madam, they protect so-so and so. Now the one way in mind, they. You know how much we don't give that one? And they tell you. But people don't understand. Women love deeper. But just find the one way love you. You go say, now, so this life be.
How you go can't they know the one we love you?
You can tell. That's why I teach men to be real men. It's not about, see, they know they run, they know they mumu for woman. No. If you they mumu for woman, you can't get a real woman. You must set boundaries.
By mumu, how do you mean?
Mumu na anything where she do, you take them. Anything where you do, you take a man, I love you. No, you must set boundaries. You must set boundaries. Whether it's your girlfriend or wife. Your wife or your girlfriend must know that there are lines you can't cross. There are certain things you will do and relationship or marriage don't end though. Yes, and be strict with it. My brother, she go love you more. No fear, no go.
Give us examples.
I'm telling you now. No, they give you, don't be a matter, they break so.
No, examples.
I'm telling you. Women don't like, they don't love weak men. They like strong men. A man that can set a boundary and enforce it. You see this thing, I don't like him. Don't do it. Don't be saying, make we just they do anything you like, do. Nah, lie. You think she loves you? No. Go look where. There might be somebody else outside. And when there's someone outside, don't just say, okay, she's cheating. Why is there someone else? I love to ask questions. I don't know what they understand. Okay. There might be something that person outside has
that you don't
have. Study. Don't just say, something
in fear good.
No, I did tell you. I'm a very deep person. I'm not just, I did study things. There is something. I don't understand. But I'll tell you, God made me very strong. Very, very strong. not just for my sake, but also for the sake of other people, men and women, so that I can teach. Especially men need to be guided. We used to have a lot of, men were stronger back in the days of our forefathers. Today, because of love and the white man's religion, men don't weak. Men now, they are ready to do anything. Just make it be say, I love this guy, I love you, go de mumu. No. You must set boundaries. I don't know what you understand. You must set boundaries. And there's something people don't know. Look, men and women are not the same. Why aren't nobody the same? Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't nobody the same? The problem a lot of men have, or one of their problems, is that they relate to women the way they will relate with their fellow man, and they get things wrong.
Mm.
Women are wonderful people if you understand them. If you don't know them at that time, some things deal with you. If you understand them, why are they not be the same? The moment a man or a woman begins to, most times, most cases, there might be exceptions. Most cases, once a woman begins to cheat, she has checked out. Brain don't check out. Emotion don't check out. That's why you can see, you can hear voice notes where they go, they mock the husband, join. I'm not blaming anybody. I don't know what led to what. I know they call him. You understand? I don't want to say this person a demon. This, no, you know, concern me. We'll just they talk our normal talk. That's why you can see chat, voice note. They go, they rubbish organ for house. It's a normal for, not for all women, many women. The moment they begin to cheat, they don't check out. So there's nothing like, I forgive you, forgive waiting. You're a weak man. No, once she, it's gone. It go pain you, yes, but gone.
What if the
don't roles, make that mistake?
What if the roles were switched. Reversed?
Yeah, reversed.
Say na the man now, na the woman catch when they cheat.
Okay, now let me tell you something about men. I'm not saying they should, but like I said, wiring for men and women are different.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Do you know that a man? No be me cause I'm more. No be me make I'm more. Now so it be you. Now so God. You understand? Before they go say, no be me. Now so I see him. Do you know that a man can have his wife? That's why some people tell you that men are promiscuous in nature. But now them talk. A man can have a wife. Have three side chicks outside. Buy all of, just they listen. Buy all of them house. But there's a boundary. The day where any of them say, hey, this is your wife. Let you go see that day, you know, go like them. And most cases or some cases, it may not even affect the love that he has for his wife. I'm not saying it's good, okay? But I'm telling you how men are wired and how women are wired. But for women, most women, the moment he begin cheat with another person, that attention, that respect where you get for the husband is gone. Many times, yes. No matter how much women try to fight this, that is the truth. I don't know what you understand. That's the truth. So, now so it be.
But you know, some women might go and cheat just to pay back. Not like they've stopped loving you, but they feel like you deserve some sort of punishment. Okay. Because they are always excusing you men to say, pray for him. The devil took control, but he will come back. Just pray for him. And women are also, some women say, why don't pray for her too? You know, the devil took over. Or maybe she wants remorse.
Sorry to cut you.
That's
why I said not. There are also, there'll always be exceptions. I know a lady who left her husband. And she was asked why. He said the man, they cheat. Meanwhile, the man know they beat him. I know if this lady, you know, they touch him. If he catch him, say he cheat, the man go, they beg him. I'm sorry. You know, he leave the man. The person he's dating now, they cheat 10,000 times more than the man.
The person she is dating
the
now.
Person, sorry, not he. She is dating now. They cheat past the man. He go, if he catch him, he go there and say, wait till you they disturb me for. You know, she say this girl fine past you.
Hey,
do you have this? Do you have that? Don't come, leave me alone. But I'm not saying that's good though. But do you know that she has remained with the man?
So what happened?
Do I know? We'll go ask them. I go give you the woman a number. So you see that the problem was not the cheating. What was the problem?
What was the problem actually?
Mm-hmm. What was the problem?
Very good question. We go ask the woman.
Now you go help us answer.
But I'm telling you, he still there with the man. Both of them sometimes as they go fight.
Mm.
Sometimes you go catch him, catch that girl. Do one go fight with the girl. She go pursue the girl. Both of them go fight. From fight, the next thing, they enter bedroom. They still there. He still there with that man. He love him.
Wow.
But the other one where you go catch, where they tell him, hey, they don't break up. Women don't like weak men.
Hey.
As one of them.
Could I be?
I'm telling you. I'm not saying bitter. No. I'm not saying bitter. You understand? But I'm just trying to tell you that for some of them, it's not about that thing you did. It's not about it. He gets something where he go see inside you. She no go go. They get something where maybe if he no see him, he go leave you go.
Mm.
Then he go meet another person. Can't see that thing where they find inside you, inside that man. The man cheat past you, but he go stay with that one.
You mean if a woman sees something in you, regardless of how you're treating her, she's going to stay?
I don't know what it is they see. I know be a woman. But what I'm saying is a man should be a strong man. Don't be a weak man. Women don't like weak men. If you are a strong man with boundaries, they will complain about you. But back of her mind, she loves you. If you see where you go, they tell her friends about her husband. Say, this is my husband. They're a strong man. No worry. You could see us. Once he enter now, you go see us. They like him.
Hmm.
That one, where anything where you do, no problem. Let peace reign. They don't like that one. She go, just they manage you. Things say they love you. Not lie. Women love strong men. I'm not saying bitter. That's not what I'm saying. So people don't get me wrong. Wow. Things say strong men, I make you they bitter. No. But men who set boundaries, men who know their worth, you understand? Men who are focused, men who don't let anything come between them and their focus. Love me, yes, love sweet, but you see that work where I go do tomorrow, I go do am. That work where go bring money for our table, where they take run the whole family, I they go do am.
Hmm.
When it's time to, we go love, oh, but we will go work. When I come back from work, we love again. Nobody say, oh, I love, make work wait.
Chief,
now you go. Now you go cry later.
Chief, why do you think that marriages are failing?
Right now.
And it's becoming more open. Everyone is coming to the internet to cry, to wail, to complain.
Okay. One of the reasons is all social media.
Mm.
All right. Social media is giving people false, this kind of false perception. Okay? Many people, they inside house, but their eye, they outside.
Mm.
Many
by people, their eye, they outside. How do you mean?
You're going to see what in they post now. All these posts, and then you have 10,000 people telling you, oh, you are beautiful, you are handsome, you are this, you are that. You see them more concerned about those opinions and even making friendships with people who have those opinions instead of the one with the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of distraction. Social media is distracting a lot of people.
Is it really that social media is distracting them, or some hidden problems are, like, they now have a reason, they now have a platform to come out with things that they have been going through, that they have been hiding because there has been no social media? Because these days, most of these stories is not even, aside that, okay, husband and wife, they are fighting and everybody's seeing the gist. Most of all these stories, it's not like they cooked it up because of social media.
Okay.
It's what is happening in their life that they just happen to bring to social media. So is it really that it is that social media that is, you know, causing a drift between them? Or social media is now a place where you can come out about what you are going through.
See what I'm saying, huh? People will always go through things.
Hmm.
True.
Things will always happen. even back in the days of our father, things, they happen. But the way they went about it was different. These days, or well then, when things, they happen, they go through things, huh? They go discuss matter. They go run to family. Call brother, call papa. See, oh, things, they happen, oh. Do you understand? How do we sort it out? These days, that style no day again. If it happen on social media, either they go look one girl or they look one boy picture for social media, rather than go fix matter with their house. The next day, don't they dream as you go, they follow this one, they go, this person will be better than the one where I get for house. Rather than address matter. I'm not blaming any gender, male or female. It's a problem for both. You understand? Meanwhile, if there was no social media, if we fix that matter. But from that scrolling, you don't they distract. The next thing, either you see one girl where you believe say you find past the one we get for house, or you see one man where you believe say you find, you understand? Distraction. Then again, too, I always say that men are losing that thing that makes them men.
How do you mean?
Okay. What makes a man a man?
Okay, I'll tell you one of those things. A real man doesn't keep malice. Should I say it again?
No,
say it again. No, let him say it again. Let him say it again.
A real man doesn't keep malice with his wife. You are the head of the home. Now you be leader of your home. If madam do something where you know, like, call him when I sit down, when I go trash him. This thing you did, I don't like it. You did this, you did this, you did this. This is, when I go trash him, sort him out. If she has to apologize for it, she'll apologize. You sort it out. The next day, you continue. Even if you know I'm married again, you go talk him. Whatever it is. Do you understand? Maybe by bringing it out, she could now tell you, okay, I actually did this because you did so and so to me. But if you know talk and they keep malice, what's going to happen? Lack of communication breaks marriages. So as a man, you must address issue. Are you with me? Now weak men, they keep malice. Now you be leader of your home. You are the head. Your home is like it's your own small society. Your home as a married man, the Naim be your own Nigeria. Just as you have president of Nigeria, you're the president of your home as a man. Imagine, say, our president, they keep malice with us.
Okay, sorry to cut you short. Before you tell us more about the things that makes a man a man,
yeah.
You just described a scenario where two people are willing to work things out.
Okay.
When you say, let's trash it. The other person concurs and tries to trash it with you.
Yeah.
In a situation where, okay, you really want to trash it.
Okay.
And the other person is not willing to trash it with you. In a situation where, let's describe a situation where the person is the one that is wronging you and you're trying to work it out with the person and blah, blah, blah. So in a situation where the person is not concurring, as the man of the house, in a situation where your wife is not concurring, what do you do in that situation?
Yes.
In the marriage.
Respect for a man is non-negotiable. I say it all the time. Respect for a man is non-negotiable. Don't try to negotiate it. If it's not coming, it's not coming. That's all. You're trying to sort out, you are willing as the man. Wahala day. You dey try sort them out with your wife. She dey dodge. You know what I'm talking about. I have no problem. They go now. Yes, straight up.
So you, there's a lot of cheating going on the internet right now, social media. At least it helps us see it. With all this happening, do you think monogamy was a wrong idea?
Yes, I think so. Let me tell you. See, we're Africans. Eh? We're Africans. See the problem we did there. See the problem we made.
Both for women and men. Both for women and men.
How? I don't understand.
Monogamy. If people are cheating up and down, women are cheating, men are cheating. Don't you think monogamy is a wrong idea?
So you're saying that in polygamy, the woman should keep multiple husbands? You know, go walk now.
Ah, you know, go there.
Please,
work.
It's a question that I'm asking you.
I beg, okay. Let's guess, okay, see ya.
Please.
From my own understanding, back, way back, our forefathers, grandfathers, I saw men with multiple wives. I never saw women with multiple husbands. Maybe then they are no see. So I go talk from the one where I see. I go talk from the one where I see. One of the things we affect us, we say, we took too much of Oyibo lifestyle. Yes. And it is not working for us. Oyibo man convinced us, say, their own way good. We live our own. They do their own. Think they are not perfect. Oyibo, now people where God creates with a certain kind of lifestyle. We will be Africans. Now some other people where God creates with our own different lifestyle. God in his infinite wisdom gave everybody. Just like they get lion, they get sheep. If a lion is trying to do like a sheep, he go to Mumuabi. Thank you. But leave and make it be lion. Leave sheep, make it be sheep. I don't know what you understand. Yes. So that's the problem. Look, polygamy no be bad thing. Our forefathers ran it then successfully, and it went well for them. If you can run it well, it will be bad thing. Many women can actually marry a man, and they are all comfortable, and he's giving them what they all want, and everybody is fine. Oyibo come from nowhere, come tell us say na bad thing, na the crime, na sin. But the same person, the same Oyibo say make man, they marry man. That one no be sin. They are not perfect people. That's my point. You understand? The Oyibo na Oyibo, they run their lives. We supposed run our own. I'm not saying we shouldn't pick certain things from them. We should. But not everything. We should pick what works for us. The one we know they work, we leave them. We must not. Oyibo is not the yardstick for measurement of person will be good person. If you they do like Oyibo man, then you are good. No, they also have their own faults. They are just some people created by God where their body they white. Our own nah black doesn't make them perfect. They also get certain things wrong. I don't know what they understand. So that's just like you said, or the question you asked. For me, polygamy no be bad thing. If you fit run them well. Run am where. Make sure that everybody is comfortable. Because now we didn't do and say in a bad thing. The same married men now get 10 girlfriends and hiding to do that same thing where they do inside house.
Wake water no go day.
They go just wait for their turn.
You understand? Meanwhile, if Oyibo hadn't come, I see they marry for they tell this one, I'll give you this, or I'll give you that, but I go still, even as they come, this person go no say go. Do you understand what I'm saying? People who accept it are. Look, summary of what I'm saying.
Do what suits you.
Do what suits you.
You know that people watching this thing would say, you used to have a church.
What?
You used to have a church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
True Salvation Ministries.
Yeah. You were the lead pastor.
Now ministry, are they do like
no,
this?
No, but wait, first, before we even
that one was Oyibo style ministry.
What I want to ask is related to this topic that we are doing.
Okay.
This topic now. I'm saying that people watching will say, when you had your church and you were running it in the Christian way, you were monogamous. Was this traditionalism now that you are practicing an excuse or an escape to validate your polygamous nature?
No, it's not. It's not. God ministers to me. God called me.
Now God called you to set up True Salvation Ministry.
Yes, now. Even as I did so, now ministry are the ministers.
In the traditional,
how did God call you?
Let me tell you. Oyibo people, they got it wrong. I love to say that they deceived us. Yes, into believing that what we were doing, our own tradition, is evil. You have to give a dog a bad name to kill it. They give our traditional worship a bad name so that we'll go begin to do their own. I'm not saying don't do theirs. God that called me made me understand that there's nothing wrong with this one and there's nothing wrong with this one. These are people worshiping the same God in different ways.
Hmm.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
These are people. I'm a traditionalist. At the same time, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, they have, you see the way you shout now. Why you shout this now? Is now the teaching, now the brainwashing where you don't give you.
No,
say
wait,
this one day against this one.
No, wait first. Before you talk about brainwashing,
yeah.
The very essence, when you talk about Christianity, the holy book now, the Bible now.
Yeah.
And the teaching inside the Bible states clearly, say, you know, if you get any other God except God Almighty.
Thank you. Now, the same God Almighty there for tradition.
You won't come mix the two together.
Mm-mm. Now, the same God Almighty. The only difference is the process of worship. You know, a lot of people, let me tell you, a lot of people are against tradition, but they don't even know anything about tradition. What they hear or what they talk about is what they've been taught to believe that this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I use my hand, go my village. Say, you see this tradition where they talk? I want to use ICM.
Mm.
Yes. I enter the deity of my village. I enter the
shrine.
Thank you. You know, see, Oyibo call our own shrine.
No,
call their own temple.
Wait, now, Oyibo call their own temple, call and church, but they call our own shrine.
Place of worship.
Place of worship, now, place of worship. They give our own name where once you call her, you go, hey, this is bad. All these things that bring worship. I don't understand. Now, control. Before you go hold person down, you must tell the person, just like these phones where they're here, if you want to give me a new one, you must convince me that, I see this one's no good. I go give you later. And once you're able to brainwash me, I will pack these phones where I spend plenty money to buy, dump them, begin, you know, follow your own. That's what they did to us. So me, I say I go use my IC. I think say if I go there, I go see where they bow, they worship devil. I saw men who keep their hands clean. Anything deity, especially I go speak for my own village, oh. The people where they there for that. If you carry 20,000 naira drop for ground, come out, come back 20 years after, you go meet them there, nobody go touch them. All of them, they fear, made deity, you know, kill them. That deity, the priests or the chief priests that consults that deity, if you want consult the deity, first thing where they talk now, I'll speak my language. Chukwu bine nigwe anye kenegi. Chukwu bine nigwe, the name of our deity in my village is Nengo. What it means is, God Almighty in heaven, we greet you. God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, Nengo is thank you. I didn't know these things. Many people don't know. Once they hear tradition, hey, that devil that they worship, no be devil. And nothing like human sacrifice. Anybody wait there, say they do tradition, they tell them make it bring human being. Now, juju, they do. Juju is different. You understand? If they do juju, make it make money. Traditionalists, traditional religion, or menani, we call it a menani, man. Mm-hmm. It forbids you from taking human life. Never. Everything where they use do sacrifice, and the normal chicken and goat, the same chicken and goat where you go carry go church if God do something for you.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you. People don't know these things. A pure tradition, you see this thing where some pastors, they knock people wife. A pure traditionalist will never do it. They fear, make alucino kill them. The baddest guys, where the village, they do some kind. Once you tell and say, okay, make we go that Nengo. So you go swear. And you no go come, you go run. So why are we abandoning our tradition? Because the Igbo man tell us that it's bad. If all Nigerian politicians, as you they take office, you go first go swear for nobody go thief our money. I they tell you.
Okay, so talking about brainwashing and control.
Yeah.
You were talking about how, oh, if man shall don't get for our tradition, okay. Say if man don't get plenty wife and everybody do okay. You were laying emphasis on everybody do okay, like you were sure.
Okay. That everybody. Or that you're sure okay.
That everybody. What about if it has been like that because women were unable to speak up as to the fact that they were uncomfortable with, you know, a man getting married to like five women, four women? What if they were actually not okay, but our tradition did not provide the chance for them to speak up about it?
Okay, that also makes sense. I didn't live in that era, so I wouldn't know. I just know that there are still there are still ways. Okay, let me even give you an example. If a rich man wants to marry 10 wives, you will see 500 women that will apply. Because they know they will be comfortable there. But if na poor man won't do them, they no go come. They go say they cheat on us. I think this has answered your question.
It's true salvation.
Because they no go complain when money day, when everything is going well, we are fine, we can all live together. Hey, I know I'm the second wife, but we can live together. When that money finish, you'll be cheating. He's cheating on me.
This true salvation ministry.
Yeah.
For you presided over some, I don't know whether you call your own service.
Yes.
For a couple of Sundays.
Yes.
Is it still in operation?
Because I've been very busy. You know, I've been extremely busy with work. I've not been able to do that. So what I do, because I figured out that in ministry, you don't have to wait till Sunday. Sitting down here, this is ministry. Because I'm teaching. There are a lot of things I've said now that the audience, even people who know, many people, some things we are talking about, people don't know. And people are going to watch. This is ministry. I don't have to wait till Sunday. You know, wait till you go tell people for a Bible where they never talk before. So ministry is not all about repeating that thing in the Bible. Ministry too sometimes is telling men and women, see where you're getting things wrong. Just like my man that will tell you, oh, I will keep malice for 16 months. I don't know what you understand. Now I'm telling that person, no, matter where they trash them. Because you're creating, once there's that communication gap, now from there marriage they die. Now from there leaks they enter. You may be the person who is wrong. She may be the person who is wrong. But if you don't address that issue, how will you know? I don't know what I'm saying. So I'm not only putting it on the man or putting it on the woman. You need to communicate. Sometimes, now your wife do something. She's wrong. Sometimes she's reacting to something you did. So if you don't talk, if you don't bring up the issue, how will you know? Oh, because she behaved in a certain way. Oh, no problem. I'm not going to talk to this woman again for 6 months until she will come back to her senses. She doesn't even know what she did to you. Maybe when you talk, she go know. Do you understand? So no be matter where they other material. If you say you will vex you, you go talk him. You will come, sit down, open beer. You will see what you do me. You know do well. How you go do like this? Bros, I don't know. Now this thing I do, okay, I know vex, I no go do like that. That's how to iron out issues. But if you believe I did something to you and then you don't talk to me for the next 6 months, how will I know I did something to you? And then anywhere where they met, I better leave you, no mind that. How will I change? How I go take no say. You understand? So keep in mind, no, you must address issues. So this is me also ministering. I must not raise Bible every Sunday. This is ministry. As I they knock this one now, many people collect them.
As they raise Bible, you still they raise offer. Where, do you have an offer?
Yes, now.
How can
you offer? You see me lead your offer? Okay, no.
But how the two go clash now?
No.
The Holy Bible and offer.
That's that thing I'm telling you. You see, no, listen now. That's that thing I'm telling you. You are feeling it's going to clash because they've brainwashed us over the years to believe it will clash. Now, wait till they tell us. I don't know what they understand. Me, we don't go into and come research. Come see, say, you know, they clash in any way. Now, they lie to us. Person, when they inside the house, they do juju. They kill people. That is different. That is not
so tradition. The African traditional religion is different
African
from...
African traditional religion is different from juju. All those okite. No be African traditional religion. In African traditional religion, at least my own side of Menani, nothing like, okay, make we tie this one for you, make you put for here. Now lie. It's all about communicating with your God through
the dates.
And our ancestors. Our ancestors, now people, we don't day here before we come.
Like the saints.
Just same way we have Saint Joseph and Saint, all the saints that they mention, we don't know them. Do you understand? But it's easy to relate with your ancestors because these are people who, this is Edoche, where they answer. They have my father, there's my grandfather, there's my great-grandfather. You can trace that lineage. Now, those people will be ancestors.
And one day, we go be ancestors.
Do you understand? So the thing is, I don't know, it not be bad thing. Oyibo people brainwash us saying a bad thing. We can't leave our own. It's just like when you take a lion take a lion and put where small, they call it cob, baby. Mm-hmm. Cob, when mm-hmm. lion, they small, yeah. when they just born them. Mm. As they just born lion, where you never know anything. Take them from that place, go keep them for where sheep they. Mm. Let that lion be raised in the midst of sheep. The lion will not be a predator. You know, go they attack.
It's not used to that.
You know, they used to attack. You know, go no say lions, they attack. You go see the lion, they move like this, like sheep. Because now sheep raise them.
Mm.
Until, except if you now go see maybe the twin brother.
You see, this person be like me and you don't injure.
And this one, they attack. You see, if they feel attack that lion, you go run. That's what they did to us. That brainwashing. They removed our own. They take our own software, carry their own software, install for our way. Now we just they do anyhow. So now God don't use me, can't teach me as he be. Mm. So I can't they tell people. They open up. This is ministry.
Now for dream, God call you.
For dream,
how you take call you? Now revelation.
Revelation, oh dream, oh voice, oh ED, go hear them.
Mm.
Yes.
How your own take happen?
Now I'm they tell you now. He talk to me. It don't be today, self. I go day room like this. You go day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So which times you since you they do these two religions now? Which times do you? So when you want to pray now, you pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So which times you they pray in the name of Jesus and which times you they pray Chukwu Akika Abiyama, this one, that
all
one.
Of them anytime.
Together,
yes,
in one prayer,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So but I'm from what I know about the traditional religion, they use what's it called, nzu,
okay,
edo,
okay,
and some alcohol,
yes.
And the Christian religion somewhat does not look at alcohol in a very good light.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, if you say an alcoholic, that should not be drunk and all those things. There are some things that Christians they frown upon.
Okay.
But you need those things.
Okay.
So you now. So what do you do after saying the name of Jesus? Then you now pour some libation.
There's a place in the Bible where they said Jesus Christ turned water into wine. I'm sure it's not be alcoholic wine. People go shock now. Mm. I don't think drinking.
But the Bible
is,
no talk say they high sha.
Bros, people go they shayo. People go shayo. The only thing I think is wrong is getting drunk, because getting drunk will make you do things that you may not have done if you were not drunk.
But you know, exactly. They also said in Christendom that Jesus gave his life.
Okay.
And they said he shed his blood, so no other blood should be shed. So if you now believe that Jesus gave his life, shed his blood on the cross, why are you not going to shed another blood?
Now that one then tell us, so Jesus Christ died, shed his blood. I know they there when it happened. Yeah, but I did tell you the one way my grandfather, great, they do, way then do, I can't reach here, and I go, they do them. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's totally different from Jinobi Juju. It's of tradition of men, and it forbids you from taking human life. It forbids you from doing anything to wrong any other person. You know, to do everything whether they do there, you must keep your hands clean.
Mm.
They'll always tell you, no offend anybody. Oh, I don't know what you're saying. No do anybody bad thing, oh, so that your ways will be pure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All those people will go tell you, make I tie this one for you, where you go put that one now, juju. It has nothing to do with that's not. Oh, people will come generalize all of them, call them a man and condemn them.
Mm. All right. So in 2017,
yeah,
you ran to become governor of Anambra State.
Yes.
Now God called you that time too.
That time.
Democratic People's Congress.
Why not?
To become governor.
You can't win all the time now. You have to fail to win. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I ran for governor in 2017. It's one of the best things I ever did for myself. And I'm very proud of it. Because it opened my eyes into politics.
Mm.
People want to do things and win immediately. That's not life. You need struggle. Some things will not work. I don't know what you understand. Some things you do in life will not work. Everything will not work at the same time. The problem is that people want, make I do this one, make it work, So I go, no, you need some things to fail.
But were you
so
convinced?
That you will learn.
Were you convinced that you were going to win that election? Did you believe that you stood a chance in 2017 to become governor of Anambra State?
Every good any politician will come out, will not believe in himself. Go house, don't ever try it again. You must believe in yourself 100%.
But now people go vote for you now. If your party, you don't even get agents, when go day, the polling centers on election day, not be deceived, you deceive yourself.
No, not be deceived. You have to learn. It's experience. It must not happen that time.
And
there are things you will learn from that process that without doing it, you will no fit learn them. You have to do it. You have to get involved for you to learn that, okay, it's just like saying, okay, make I take this road. You must take this road to find out that this road does not work or this road doesn't lead to where I'm going before you now come out and take here. But if you don't take this road, how will you know? As far as you're concerned, once you say, oh, all these roads lead to my where I'm going to. No. It's when you take this one, you know, walk. Ah, this road no walk. Oh, make I come out and take this one. So there are things, you must do things that will not work. Everything can't work at the same time.
All right. Make I talk about this road where you don't follow now.
Okay.
So earlier this week, you posted a photo of yourself that had a caption, and I quote, Tinubu or nothing, no need for transfer. What do you mean?
No leave, no transfer. Okay, what I mean, I stand by President Tinubu.
Are you a city boy?
Hey, I'd be fool. I started supporting Tinubu even before City Boy came. So now that they're City Boy, yes, I am. And I support Tinubu. I know they hide them. You know they see my post. You know they see my, anybody where they follow me, they bring them out. Why are you squeezing your face?
I'm not squeezing my face. I'm just saying, what informed the decision to support Tinubu?
Because I want to support him. And God, I've said it before in an interview, God has always shown me who to support, and he keeps showing me Tinubu. And I'm going to, yes, and I'm going to stand by him.
How does God, how God they show you to support for election?
Yes.
God don't they evolve for election?
I don't know whether he don't evolve for your side, though, but he will show me, say, see where I go.
Explain how exactly.
Everything I do, I'm a very spiritual person. You know, people are different. People are different. If you understand yourself and the way you are wired, you'll be able to run your life. A lot of people don't understand themselves. That's why they make mistakes. I don't make mistakes in my life. Everything I do, even if people see it and feel that this is wrong, that is to you. You are not you. You know what you see, where you make them do that thing, where you do. And they do and they go. And I will never, once it comes to my personal life, personal decisions, I listen to God. And that same God did. And that's why I'm still alive. Some people that listen to people don't die. Me, I still there.
So, you sought the face of God to say, God, who is the best person to lead our nation?
Okay.
And God, they asked.
Yeah, okay.
And God said, you don't say, you say you didn't hear from God.
Yes.
Maybe God can't tell you, say, nah, Tinubu.
Now, so you didn't show me, even without asking. As he don't show me a couple of times, I don't still ask him, say, you say na here I go there, he say na there.
But with everything where they happen for the country right now, you don't ever stay small, just as God say, you sure say that name where you call for my ear, you really sure? Because these people, they don't kidnap them today. Tomorrow, they don't kill this one. You get each other with them here. You sure say you never sit down, come ask God, say, how far? You sure say the name where you call, na really Tinubu, with all this is what they see.
No, I don't question God like this. No, who am I to question God? The world doesn't belong to me. I'm just passing through. One day, maybe when I'm 105 or 110, I go still work and come out. So who am I to? I don't question God like this. Anything God, human beings today stress themselves. Why am I questioning God in a world that doesn't belong to me?
But God has put him in charge.
Put who in charge?
He's our president, you know. But things are falling apart.
He go good.
When?
He go good.
Now you are being a man of God. You are selling hope.
No.
You go good. You go better. You go better. Now what's in with the year since?
He go good. We have to keep believing now. We love our country. And I don't go run come off from Nigeria. I don't go Japa. Are they here?
What's in my game?
Everybody love. We love. All of us love our country.
Abi.
But the question would they ask now, say, God don't even imbue us with the resources to use find solution to our problem.
Okay.
And if we they use methods and they expect a different result, we no go get that result now. If 2 + 2 will always give you 4.
Okay. Run buy form and run for God, for president now.
But it's expensive. So why so if una no they know they fear, me cannot talk una. Oh where una.
Okay.
Or other political parties as well. If they know they fear, why they not bring the form price come down where each and every one of us can purchase? Why they put them up, make poor people know?
I don't know. Not be me put the price. So make I no talk the one where I don't know. No be me put price of
form. Being diplomatic.
No, but I go answer the one where I know now. I go talk what I mean, know why they increase price of form. I will not answer. No. I'm not that kind of person. I don't just talk for talking sake. I talk with the one where I know I go talk. One where I don't know I no go talk. I won't just talk, make it be say I talk. I don't know why it's like that. I feel now them know. But Nigeria go better.
So yes. I know, say you say God, now tell you say, nah, president, you know, will be the right man for the job. But is your support for the president born out of your own personal conviction? Say yes, so I don't see him and they do him, or now your personal interest?
Ask the question again.
Your support for President Tinubu, is it born out of the conviction that you know and believe that he's the right man for the job, or is it out of your personal interest?
Okay, good question. I've been supporting President Tinubu since 2023. That's when I made that my outfit. Relax, Jagaban will fix Nigeria. And up till now, I'm still there. If for me, it's about waiting I go get, or waiting I try to get, maybe by now I don't run. Because you say, hi, now, wow, these people, wait till they find it, no one give me, I go leave them. But I'm still here. I'm that kind of person that anything, if I give you my support, I give you my support. In good times and bad times, I did it. I did. And like I said, I've said this in interviews before. I studied President Tinubu from that when he did NADECO, when he was in NADECO, you know. And he's this kind of person, he's dogged, the dogged politician. All right, he's a dogged politician. Sets a goal, focuses on it, and achieves it. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Never lost. Governorship once, Senate once, President once, and is there. All right, Nigeria go better. That's what I believe. He laugh.
I'm really hard to
so,
believe.
No, I will ask good. You one question.
He go good. He has done the first 4 years. Next one go. It go make sense.
So in the last three years of President Tinubu, you know, presiding over Nigeria's administrative affairs, are you convinced that he has done well for Nigerians?
I believe he has done his best. Okay, I believe he has done well. It doesn't take. Things don't change overnight. Sometimes things need to, or sometimes things need to get in a certain way, and then it will come balance. It won't be, not be today things get as it be now. I don't think. So I don't think it's something that will just turn around in overnight. He needs time.
All right. So Ezine, please, I want you to open. Help me play a video for Isin Miliji Ofor. I would like to hear his opinion on this incident that so there was this recently, this live stream that featured Pella and Kubana Chief Priest.
Okay.
There was something that Kubana Chief Priest said, you know, he's your fellow city boy,
okay,
and your kinsman also.
Okay.
I would love to hear your opinion on what he said.
All right.
They don't pay you money. Let me tell you, sir, they not. Tinubu don't really trust me. As Igbo man, where I be, they look me with one eye because he believes say, this one where they work for people.
Why not? You don't work for me, type. I'll be before.
Yes.
Okay, that's the test.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want me to talk about?
I want to hear your reaction. He's a city boy. He's your fellow kinsman. And he's saying that as in day like this, Tinubu no trust him.
Okay.
Say Tinubu, they use one eye. They look at
because
say,
he's an Igbo man.
As an Igbo man.
Okay.
So, if you the support person, when
no trust you.
Na me talk him.
No, I just ask your opinion.
Na him talk him. Now he has the right. Na you le doche talk him.
So, but do you think that the president, as an Igbo man, will trust you?
Yes. Why not? That's Chief Priest talking. That's not you le doche talking. He's not speaking for everybody. He's speaking for himself. He's entitled to his opinion. If he says he's not being trusted, he knows why he's not being trusted. I can't speak for him. I don't know what I understand. I can't say because of what he said, he's speaking for everybody. No. Maybe he's not, that's his problem. But he's not speaking for me. He's speaking for himself. Now he know what he done as he tell waka. Now he know what he see. We make and say they no trust him. Me, I can be trusted very well. Yes. And I know the president will trust me. And I know Naim, no. I know they speak bad about anybody. I always day my lane. But I can't, he's not speaking for me. He's not speaking for all of us. I wish him well in his political journey, political career.
What do you think of Mazi Nnamdi Kanu's continued incarceration by the APC government?
He will come out. You see, I don't have all the facts. Sometimes, I'll tell you, you see, there's something about leadership. In leadership, there are certain information you may have that the citizens may not have. And it's not even wise to release that kind of information to everybody. Are you with me? So based on that, certain things can be done. None of us is happy about it. That's the truth. I'm an Igbo man. I want to see him come out. And I believe he will come out. All right? I'm not happy about it. But I want to believe. In fact, I believe that he will come out. I believe there's been a lot of talk, you know, talking to the president about bringing him out. And I believe he will come out. We're not happy about it.
Yeah. So, husband,
you go. I was still going to ask him about, you know, many people would expect that. I mean, there are lots of young people that support Mr. Peter Obi. In fact, his strongest support, you know, is drawn from young Nigerians.
Yeah.
And we saw this play out in 2023.
Yeah.
That many people would expect that you would support Mr. Peter Obi.
Okay.
Maybe because, and this is not about whether he's from the southeastern part of Nigeria like yourself, but maybe because, you know, you believe in his capacity and his capability.
Okay.
There was even a video
that
I don't know whether now you get him or now you feature inside where you played the role of a man that mirrored the character of Peter Obi.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, you did the way when they talk, now you said talk in mannerism, where you know Greece signs some money until they tell you
what they want. I've played Peter Obi in a movie before.
So many people would expect you to support him. Especially because they believe, you as a person when God call, when they don't participate for politics, you know how things they go.
Okay.
So what do you inform your decision not to?
Not to. Well, first of all, you see, there's something people do. We try to play God. Because you or certain people want a certain candidate, it doesn't mean that's God's candidate. We know they God mind though. Yes, now.
Now God they choose candidates.
At the end of the day, no be waiting God wants it go happen. He gives and takes.
So like
for election, when a human being they preside over.
At the end of the day, no be waiting God go happen. Waiting God want go happen.
So okay. This is what happened to Desmond Elliott now. So God take one time.
No, see what I'm saying. At the end of the day, we submit totally to God. God has the final say, right? We always believe. Once it comes to an election, everybody will be sound different. But we always believe that God has a final say in our lives. Abi, now God, they choose as things go happen. At the end of the day, no matter how you struggle, you feel struggles, in the end, the same God goes, so I come out, you don't try, go and rest. So at the end of the day, it's still his will that will be done. Sometimes people want a certain person. It's okay. But that person may not be God's candidate.
Does God have a candidate?
At the end of the day, not be who he allow go be.
No, now woman being the run election.
Yeah.
Yes, now.
Okay.
Now woman being the run election, and if he put monkey hand inside the pot of soup, he go spoil everything. Now.
I love to believe that if we do our own finish as human beings, God go finally nine get final say. Because you feed the hustle, if he close eye, you know, go wake up. For us to even be able to open our eyes and be here, that's still God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Let me even tell you. In 2019, I supported, that was when Peter Obi was picked to be
Vice President.
Yes.
And Atiku Abubakar.
Then I was SSA to the governor of Anambra State. And I actually switched. I left that position because of Peter Obi when he was picked to be VP. Yes.
Mm.
I now moved to PDP to support him. So, many people don't understand. Politics no be war. I don't know what you understand. There was this video that Reno posted, and people were like, ah, how Reno go they talk to Peter Obi, come touch her. Reno has a lot of respect for Peter Obi. Let me tell you this. The supporters, they do politics with, they put in a lot of sentiments. The big players in politics, they know they fight though. Do you see when Peter Obi and Soludo meet? They see them, they hug. When Peter Obi met President Tinubu in which country was that? You see how they laugh. They be like that for Italy or so. Where they? Did you see the video? Did you see the pictures? Now supporters, they fight. Nobody hates. No opposition member. You think people hate
Peter Obi? At that level.
It's just like billionaires. You know they see billionaires. Billionaires are always laughing with each other and attending. No, they are supporters. They quarrel up and down. This person's son, they marry the other person's daughter for London. This one, these people are, now the supporters, they kill themselves. Politics no be war. People think that opposition members hate people. No opposition person hates people. It's all politics. As a politician, you do two things. You promote your candidate and you try as much as possible to bring it's down the opponent. Simple. It does not be hate. I don't know what else. No be hate. President Tinubu does not hate Peter Obi. He doesn't even have time to hate him. He's focused on making fix Nigeria where they fix. Now what people don't understand. People think that they fight. They know they fight. Now supporters they there, they quarrel up and down, they insult each other. I've run for a high position before. I ran for governor in 2017. That was when I figured this out. I never knew it. I never knew that the big players in politics, many of them are good friends. Mm. Sometimes they even sit down to negotiate power. Sometimes no be all power. They don't be collect force. Sometimes they sit down and negotiate behind closed door. So, oh yeah, you see what thing go happen. See as you go be now. You go wait. Make I go this time. As I go here, this person go here. But you no go stop wait till you they do. You go still they make noise. But you know, say that me they go. They discuss all these things inside and they will agree. But they won't tell the supporters. By the time they now come out, they do their thing. Supporters go, they insult themselves up and down for Twitter. They quarrel. They block each other. That's why I know they fight anybody for politics. No. If I see you, I greet you. No one greet me now, you Sabi. I support my candidate. You support your own. I wish him luck. All right? I wish Peter Obi luck. Good luck to him. But my candidate is President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. But I wish him luck. No. That's the way I do my own politics. No be war, no be fight. Nah.
Well, moving away from politics.
I have one question say, about politics. Okay. Novice. As he be saying, it's a military offer. I won't ask him. Do you think that the average Igbo man in Nigeria is marginalized?
Marginalized in what sense?
Can marginalized, you break down a little marginalized more? In the sense that there are factors that are put in place deliberately to supplant his development, his progress, and his growth.
Like
maybe because some people are afraid that he's very industrious, very ambitious, and
or he will outdo them.
He will outdo them.
I never see him. Maybe if you break down more, because I know that anybody who works hard, we end up making it. I don't see any system that has stopped. There are a lot of billionaires and guys that are doing well, Igbo people, and I don't see any system that has stopped them from doing well. I believe anything you want, if you go for it, you're going to get it. You know, people complain a lot. It's possible some people are going through certain things in their quarters. I don't know. You know, but I've always known that whatever you set your mind to, you're going to get it. After all, is Peter Obi not an Igbo man? Is he not, you know, finished as governor, he's doing the last, you know, see the 2023. You know, they stop everywhere. It doesn't stop him. He has the chances and qualities. There was a post I made when I don't know if people saw it. I talked about him leaving APGA. Did you see it? Did you see that post?
Yes.
Peter Obi can be president. All right? But he has to go back to Abga.
He has to go back to Abga?
Yes.
But the Abga is perceived as a regional party. Abga
what
is no
was,
even longer.
What was Labour Party when he used it to disturb
No, but wait,
everywhere?
Though. Labour Party supposed to be the party of the workers for Nigeria. Now, why they call them Labour Party? And the Labour Party had the framework of the Nigeria Labour Congress.
Okay. Was Labour bigger than Abga when he used Labour to shake the everywhere? Was Labour bigger than Abga?
Well, if we look at size or capacity, the way Nigerians look at it in politics, I would say no. Because at the time, Abga had a sitting governor, or Abga still has a sitting governor. But with what we saw in 2023, it is clear that it is not about, because what they were saying about Peter Obi was, oh, you don't have a sitting governor. You don't have anybody in the Senate, nobody in the House of Representatives. You don't have structure. How do you want to do that?
Okay.
And the reason why I say this is because it can't be like, say, if we check Amo, when he reached the turn of Mr. Peter Obi, because he's the Igbo man, people find every excuse when they find. Well, I've had people say the Igbo people need to become more strategic. But in 1999,
okay,
when Ogbonnaya Onu stepped down, because in 1993, it was, you know, a lot of people generally believe that the late Chief M.K. Obiola was robbed of his candidacy.
Okay.
He stepped aside and allowed two people from the southwest of Nigeria run for office.
Okay.
In 1999, 2003, 2007, 2011, 2015, 2019, Ndigbo massively voted for the People's Democratic Party that people say has a national appeal. Why he be say when he can't reach the turn of Mr. Peter Obi as Igbo man, the same people went on vote for person who come from Southwest, Ogun State, Northwest, Katsina State, South-South, Bayelsa State. He can't reach to vote for person who come from Southeast, Anambra. They can't say they need to be more strategic.
Have you seen the video where Peter was talking in Anambra and he said he will never leave Abga? And then he said he will die with Abga. Have you seen that video?
Yes, I have seen the video.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Peter's mantle is in Abga. It's not in ADC. It's not in NDC. It's in Abga. He also swore before Ojukwu, great Ojukwu, that held his hand and told Anambra people that this is his candidate. Everybody swore before him that he will never leave. That's why since he left, he hasn't achieved anything politically. I said it in a post, and I have a lot of respect for Peter. It's not about, I'm not trying to, no. He's an Igbo man, I'm an Igbo man. I will never disrespect him because, no, I give him his respect, all right? And I will never run down Ndigbo because I'm trying to get, no. I move when I carry my people along. I'm a very proud Igbo man. I won't say anything to detrimental to my people. I say it again, Peter has chances of being president in 2031 after Tinubu. But he can do it. He will. Look at what happened in 2023. To the point, even they say, even Okada man using name win. People wait on they fail since. People wait on lose election, lose plenty. They used his name to win. And the only person that lost is the owner of the name. There's something attached to it that people don't understand. It's a spiritual thing. His mantle, I say it again, Peter Obi's mantle is waiting for him in Abga. Once he goes there, calm down, con arrange. No be they know they win presidential election in 6 months. You enter party, nah, 3 months. You know, do you know everything that goes into preparing for an election? Go there, cool down, enter, begin strategize things. You understand? Take your time, arrange, give yourself time. Maybe another 4 years. By then, the party don't, you understand? And he has chances. I wish him luck.
Right, so my final question on this issue now.
Yeah.
As father to young children, how do you think we can raise the next generation to not think about bigotry, ethnic bias, or this person is from where I am, now why I go support them? This person no come from here, me I no go support them.
How can we do it? We have to just, we first of all, we have to keep talking, which is exactly what I'm doing. People who have influence like me, they have to keep talking and keep teaching and let the young ones know, look, we're all Nigerians, whether you're Igbo, whether wherever you're from, you know, they look all those ones again, na capacity will they find? Hey, we have to keep teaching. We will never give up. We have to keep teaching. Again, I also believe that social media is being used the wrong way in Nigeria. There's too much influx of negative. We need to cut down. Yes. Too much anything is there. Let me deviate a little. I heard now that for people to even get high scores for JAMB, that is now very difficult. You know, yeah. Children writing JAMB now,
they have to bring down cutoff mark.
Can you imagine? If you bring down cutoff mark, what are you producing? You are producing dummies. Now these people will go be doctors. Instead of raising the cutoff mark so that you bring fine people, children head go they hot, they reduce some. We need to cut down. And all these children, go meet them. All they talk about is musician this person that, skit where you want shoot. Small, speaking with they 16 years, you know who, iPhone 17. We need to look into this and control what they consume. You understand me? We need to control what they consume. The children now are distracted. The distraction is so much. There has to be a control on what is being consumed. It may affect, you know, some of us as well, because they use these things to make money. But there has to be, they need to come up with a system where we can control some things that they don't just be consuming. Maybe certain content, if you put them, they go block them. You know, that kind of thing. There has to be a control. If not, in the next few years, while I go there here, if they reduce cutoff mark to 190, 180 so that dumb people can go to school, how will they be doctors? Don't be them go do surgery and all these things. We don't finish with that now. That means if you ever have, if something happens to you and they need to do surgery on you, and now one Jesus, you are gone.
Hello.
First way they don't reduce. No, it's true. It's true. You understand? Let's be honest. We all want a better Nigeria. For whether you believe in this person or you believe in that person, at the end of the day, we want a better Nigeria. So we have to say the truth. And those of us with influence, we go to talk a massy B. Many people will go vex. Hey, you say maybe they cut down. We need this thing, social media. They need to find way to regulate to some extent. I'm not saying completely, but we need to control some of the things that, you know, these young people are consuming. Nobody, they talk about school again. 16-year-old boy won't buy GLE. Which is crazy. And na social media. So that you go drive and make video posts. You know what I'm saying? Dance for TikTok.
The late Muna Obiekwe.
Yeah.
He was your cousin.
Yes. My cousin from my mother's side.
You know, a lot of people didn't know this.
From my mother's side. That's his name, Muna Obiekwe. Obiekwe is my mother's maiden name before she started answering Edoche. My name is Obiekwe, yeah. So they are like, is it first cousins or second? My mother and Muna's father were cousins. So I think their fathers were brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which makes us second cousins, Abby. Yeah, yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Were you guys close?
Were we close? Yes, we were. We were. You know, he started doing films before me. And so he became a star even before me. So by the time I came in, he was already big when I came in 2005. He was already, and then we did a couple of films together. We were close to some extent.
Cause, I mean, it's just like nostalgia for me because I've watched a lot of his movies as well. And to see that he died out of the illness that you know, took him from us.
Okay.
And then I remember that after that, people were, you know, coming out on social media as well to say that, why didn't he open up? Why didn't he ask for help? Maybe he could have gotten help. Do you think at that point, do you think that actors especially should come out and be vulnerable when they are sick?
Do you know, I noticed something there. It's even as if all the people where they come out, once you say you they sick, after a while you die. Have you noticed? It'd be like I said, they know they even survive. Hmm. If you watch, many people, many you know, actors, once they come out to say, ah, they sick, come on, help me. Once you don't reach that level where public good, they donate money. But like I say, more in the end, you see that it's painful, but I think they don't, many don't survive it. I don't know. I don't know, honestly. It's taking me back to that period and remembering. I don't know. I don't think you may not necessarily come out on social media to beg for money, but at least reach out. Just like this Alex Ekubo's issue, if I relate it to this. Alex was away for, I think, a year or two. And some people were saying he's okay, there's nothing wrong with him. He just decided to stay away from social media because of his, you know, I think he got his girlfriend, fiance thing at that time. But then some people were saying it was because of that thing he stayed away. I try to tell people, don't let anything make you hide yourself. Yes. Whatever you think they will say about you, or whatever you think is because of this, other people, they do them. They do the one way past the one way you do, self. Don't make yourself small for anything. You don't have to necessarily come out to ask for money. But you can let close friends know. See waiting and know where low. See. You don't know where help is going to come from. Help is not all about money. I don't know if I'm making sense. Help is not all about money. I don't believe in something go they do you go just go hide. Yes, there are people who don't like you. There are also people who like you. Alex Ekubo had people who didn't like him. He also had people who loved him. That if we hear say this kind of thing they happen, somebody might say, ah, you can go to this place, so, or what if you go here? Everything no be money. I don't know what you understand. You may be able to get help. So I don't subscribe to that. You get that CB for you, you can't hide. No, man, don't let anything make you hide from anybody in this world. Never make yourself small. Whatever the situation is, don't hide. Say, ah, you don't make I just go sit down. I don't make them no talk. Make them talk. That's where they want to make them talk. They talk and finish, they will close mouth. What will they say that has not been said?
But what do you think about the welfare of actors in particular as an actor?
Yeah.
Because these things are recurrent. Okay. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I saw a video of a veteran that was saying that he lost his family members or so. I don't know. He said nobody reached out to him and all. What do you think about the welfare? Is there, like, you know, taking care of old actors, like when actors age,
yeah,
it's always happening. They're always like, you know, there's always one story or the other, okay, of this and that.
I think the AGN president then, I don't the one that just finished his tenure, Emeka Rollas, I think he was working out something like that on how, you know, some sort of package where something that can be getting to the older actors or old actors, you know, when they stop acting. I think he was working out something like that. But there's something people always fail to acknowledge. Look, everybody is busy with their lives. It's painful, but that's the truth. Most people always say, everybody forgot me. People are busy. You have to reach out. I don't know what you understand. If you dey vex for somebody, say, you know, Richard, you know the one where the problem where that person gets. I don't know what you understand. Somebody, okay, look, I always make reference to my guy, Alex. Now, imagine somebody was sitting down somewhere and was like, hey, don't mind Alex. You don't dey chop money. You don't want to reach me. Go hide. Meanwhile, you don't know say they sick. That's how life is. Do you understand? People are quick to say, hey, they forgot me. Everybody's busy. Everybody's going through one thing or the other. Now, when people talk, you go know their own. I don't know what you understand. So let's leave that blame. People are always quick to blame others when things don't go. No, put the blame on yourself. If it get as it be for you, come out, reach out, call people. Even if you have to make video on social media, make it. Don't just sit down and, hey, they forgot me. The best way they say they forgot me is managing to remember himself. Mm. He didn't manage to even remember himself. Things, they happen. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. People are going through a lot. You wake up in the morning, you have your own challenges. You have things you are focusing on. You go run and run around. They go. Before you know anything that happened, they don't finish. You start again. Just like that, it's a cycle. Before you know what's happening, December 25th, Christmas, December 31st, you start again. So if you don't just sit down and believe like, oh, they don't forget me. These people, people don't forget you. They are just busy with their lives. Come out, reach out. If it get as it be for you, spread the message. Mm. Even doing video on social media, there's nothing wrong with it. And say, see as it be for me. Don't always start your video with hey, they forgot me. Because everybody get their own problem.
The AGN, as an institution,
yes,
does it really look out for the interest of actors? Because this is where you talk, say, come out, speak about it. You know, una industry where person fit work actively for 25, 30 years of in life.
Yes.
And everything when he work for, in the end, he no go fit see anything gather. How do you think that the AGN as a union can look out for the interest of the practitioners in this industry?
That's why I said they're already doing that. I think somebody who talked about royalties that time, I think it was Uncle KOK. I think he talked about royalties because there are no royalties in what we do. He talked about it, that people need to start getting royalties. So that movies you did like 10, 15 years ago, they will still be, as long as they are airing it, they are still paying you. That's how Oyibo people will still remain, even when he's no longer active in the business. Something good, they enter in hand. And I think they are working on it right now. They are working on it. Our industry is not as old as Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So gradually, they fix them. Things will come out. People will talk. After a while, things will get better. They fix them, they go. You know, but the world tough, you go look out for yourself. My own is, I don't subscribe to people always looking for who to blame when things go wrong. Put the blame on yourself. You have to move. If you don't like where you are, get up and move from there. Mm. If you sit down, see, say things no be as, talk, come out, reach out. Guys, see as it be for me, waiting. Don't just sit down and then hate the world and believe the world forgot you. Because everybody is struggling to even remember themselves and remember where they are heading to. Many people don't know where they go again. They are just moving. Then that person, am I lying? Many people don't even have focus again. They just make we wake up for morning first, chop, then we'll go figure out what to do. Then you expect that person to remember. Come on now. If you get as it be for you, talk.
We don't get people when come here where we don't ask them about the industry.
Yeah.
And the conversation are about discrimination or classification.
Okay.
You know, what do you think about those who say you have Asaba industry or Asaba wood?
Yeah.
Then you don't have Nollywood. Some even now say you don't have cinema wood. Some even say you now have YouTube wood.
Wood don't plenty.
What thing they responsible for? First, what be your opinion on the different wood? And what thing they responsible for these differences?
For me, I know they see differences.
In the wood?
I don't see it.
You don't win AMVCA before?
No.
Have you been nominated ever?
No, and I'm not bothered. Yeah, I'm not bothered. Are you listening? I'm not bothered. AMVCA, no disrespect to the winners, congratulations to them. No disrespect to the organizers, congratulations to them. You know, they are doing a good job. But AMVCA does not define my worth as an actor. When I started making films, there was no AMVCA. When I studied theaters, there was no AMVCA. So the plan was not to let me do this so that I'll get AMVCA. By the special grace of God, I'm one of the greatest actors in Nollywood. You can't contest it. Movies, performances have dropped from 5-6 years ago. No actor has been able to replicate it till date. I don't want to say I'm the greatest because my papa still there. I give him that respect. But I'm one of the greatest. So I won't wait until AMVCA call me then. No, call anybody where you want to call. I don't have any problem with them. Have you seen me ranting on social media before? No. A group of people gather to say, create something. You know, now nothing. Give them anybody where I want to give them. I'm not bothered. Me, anywhere I find myself, I will keep doing well. Any movie you put me in, I'm going to do my best and drop a fantastic performance. Put down for any wood where you like. Now, you said, no concern me. You understand? I always say this. I'm a rock. I don't bother about what anybody does. Your like or attitude towards me doesn't move me. What I'm always concerned about is what's my next move. If my moves are positive, I'll always win. If my moves are negative, I'll fail. So I won't sit down and wait. No, I don't have any issue with AMVCA, who they give to. I'm not ranting. I think I saw somebody that was saying that, they are supposed to nominate you. You should win. Kudos to the people who said it. Thanks to them. I appreciate. God bless them. But I'm not angry with AMVCA at all. May they give them anybody where they won't give them. Congratulations to the people. Any film where I go do and well. You understand? They do film. I have fans from all over the world. I have fans from America. I have fans from... I get people. Even Tyrese has posted a clip of my film before. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. So I will not be defined by a group of people where carve this one saying that this, anything where you want give, any award where you want to organize, give them to anybody where you want give. But my worth is not determined by you. My worth is determined by God. My worth is determined by the amount of work that I put in, the performances I do, and it's determined by the viewers. Tell Nigerians, do interview, call Nigerians, say I beg people where they watch film, make una tell us 1 to 3 or 2 to 4 or 2 to 5 actors. They must tell you Yule Doche. You can't count 1 to 5 without Yule Doche. Then I'll now sit down and say, they don't give me AMVC. I wish them well. I'm not angry.
All right. Thank you so much. Remember, if you want to buy your gadgets and appliances, CD Care, we show you care that will shock you. You don't need to go market. Then get planned where you go pay small. Then go bring the thing, come into you for house, and then go shock you without adding one single naira to the original price. Then if you get 150K where you want, invest now before one girl can use and chop shawarma and the ice cream for your head and pizza. Resida na the way to go. Land banking, you go they make money. If you even get F for agriculture for WAEC, then get experts who go run the work for you. Then importantly, please, federal government of Nigeria or your state government, all the state governors, the commissioners of police, all our security chiefs, we beg una, I beg. Children no suppose go school. They go come send them, go house in panic. They will come, they run. We'll come see video of children shouting, Ejejesu, Ejejesu. I beg. Children supposed go school, go learn. Parents supposed they confident, say their children won't go school. Now learn then, go learn. I beg. We take go beg una. Anything we una fit do, make una keep politics aside and address the issues.
Yeah.
The primary responsibility of government is security and welfare. Please, Mr. President, God bless you. A round of applause for the legend himself. Yule Edoche, thank you so much. If you don't watch this episode, reach this point, you go down line one or two important things from the man that was called by God.